In Their Own Words, Too, More Letters from History, written by the National Archives and read by Jonathan Keeble and Joan Walker.
Introduction. Before literacy, people relied on storytelling, singing, and oral tradition to retell events and preserve their culture. News was passed by word of mouth, often becoming embellished or distorted as centuries passed. The first written letter to be recorded dates back to around 500 BC. It is said to have been written by a Persian queen. Egyptian papyrus was the most popular writing material in the early days of written communication, but its shortage caused other mediums to be developed, such as bark from trees and parchment and vellum from cured animal skins. We know that paper was being used in Dunhuang, China, by AD 150. As early as the 10th century, paper made from cotton came to the West from the Far East. By the 12th century, it was commonly used in the West. By 1500, papermaking and printing were firmly established in southern Europe. The advent of steam-driven papermaking machines in the 19th century, which could make paper with fibres from wood pulp, opened up new possibilities. Reading and writing letters became an accessible means of corresponding and recording, and therefore learning to read and write became a necessity. Letter writing became a way of life, essential for maintaining long-distance relationships, for recording laws and literature, for having a voice. When we look back through history, it's easy to forget that literacy is a recent skill. The ability to read and write was scarce in medieval times. Learning this skill must have appeared to many at the time as something of a revelation, not dissimilar to the invention of email. In the past, when face-to-face was the only method of communication, the ability to write letters became a vital way of recording information. People were able to stay in touch with families, businesses could negotiate trade deals, and religious leaders were able to pass on their teaching more widely. Explorers sought to pack in as much detail as they could in their correspondence in order to inform the recipient of discoveries and behaviours of indigenous peoples. As communication beyond the 20th century becomes more sophisticated, letter writing has become less common. In this second series of collections of letters from the National Archives, we go back in time to explore the thoughts and words of people across an extensive period of time. This collection crosses many borders. It brings us voices from the past, allows us to enter the minds of historical figures and lesser-known characters with great stories to tell. The book includes all kinds of letters covering topics from forbidden love to indecent conduct and from well-known historical events to lesser-known adventures. The book covers a wide range of subjects. Read how King John brags to his mother, Eleanor of Aquitaine, about how well things are working out for him, perhaps an oblique reference to his murder of his own nephew, Arthur of Brittany. Discover how surprisingly engaging Raisa Gorbacheva's conversation with the Minister of Agriculture is on the topic of potato recipes in Belarus. Equally, we're able to get an insight into the relationship Mikhail Gorbachev had with Margaret Thatcher. Upon hearing of her resignation, he wrote to her with a quality of friendly familiarity. And familiarity fuses with formality in the expert letter-writing skills of Abraham Lincoln, where in a beautifully hand-scripted letter to Queen Victoria, he congratulates her on the news of the Prince of Wales's wedding to Princess Alexandra of Denmark. Letters written by prominent figures in history, especially when in their own hand, give us an impression of eavesdropping into something private. We get an insight into the character of Richard III in a letter written in his own hand when he vents his anger at his disloyal nobles. Nelson Mandela's letter of thanks to an anonymous admirer gives us a deeper understanding of his optimism as he signs off as an awaiting trial prisoner. Gandhi's letter to Sir Stafford Cripps demonstrates how tension in writing can be achieved in only three short words. Something is wrong.